1914, a significant year in Bible prophecy. Decades in advance, Bible students proclaimed that there would be significant developments in 1914. What were these? And what evidence points to 1914 as such an important year? As recorded at Luke 21:24, Jesus said, "Jerusalem will be trampled on by the nations until the appointed times of the nations, the times of the Gentiles," King James Version, "are fulfilled." Jerusalem had been the capital city of the Jewish nation, the seat of rulership of the line of kings from the house of King David. However, these kings were unique among national leaders. They sat on Jehovah's throne as representatives of God Himself. Jerusalem was thus a symbol of Jehovah's rulership. How and when, though, did God's rulership begin to be trampled on by the nations? This happened in 607 BCE, when Jerusalem was conquered by the Babylonians. Jehovah's throne became vacant, and the line of kings who descended from David was interrupted. Would this trampling go on forever? No, for the prophecy of Ezekiel said regarding Jerusalem's last king Zedekiah, "Remove the turban and take off the crown. It will not belong to anyone until the one who has the legal right comes, and I will give it to him." Ezekiel 21:26-27. The one who has the legal right to the Davidic crown is Christ Jesus. So the trampling would end when Jesus became king. When would that grand event occur? Jesus showed that the Gentiles would rule for a fixed period of time. The account in Daniel chapter 4 holds the key to knowing how long that period would last. It relates a prophetic dream experienced by King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon. He saw a tree of enormous height that was chopped down. Its stump could not grow because it was banded with iron and copper. An angel declared, "Let 7 times pass over it." Daniel 4:10-16. In the Bible, trees are sometimes used to represent rulership. So the chopping down of the symbolic tree represents how God's rulership, as expressed through the kings at Jerusalem, would be interrupted. However, the vision served notice that this trampling of Jerusalem would be temporary, a period of 7 times. How long a period is that? Revelation 12:6-14 indicates that 3.5 times equal 1,260 days. 7 times would therefore last twice as long, or 2,520 days. But the Gentile nations did not stop trampling on God's rulership a mere 2,520 days after Jerusalem's fall. Evidently, then, this prophecy covers a much longer period of time. On the basis of Numbers 14:34 and Ezekiel 4:6, which speak of a day for a year, the 7 times would cover 2,520 years. The 2,520 years began in October 607 BCE, when Jerusalem fell to the Babylonians and the Davidic king was taken off his throne. The period ended in October 1914. At that time, the appointed times of the nations ended, and Jesus Christ was installed as God's heavenly king. The footnote reads, "From October 607 BCE to October 1 BCE is 606 years. Since there is no zero year, from October 1 BCE to October 1914 CE is 1,914 years. By adding 606 years and 1,914 years, we get 2,520 years." End of footnote. Just as Jesus predicted, his presence as heavenly king has been marked by dramatic world developments. War, famine, earthquakes, pestilences. Such developments bear powerful testimony to the fact that 1914 indeed marked the birth of God's heavenly kingdom and the beginning of the last days of this present wicked system of things. 2 Timothy 3:1-5.